Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed Chet. We're on Kuf Lamed Dayan and Beis. We're actually going to finish the Perek today, start the last Perek, and we'll talk about that when we get there. Okay, we're up to Kuf Lamed Dayan and Beis. Where are we up to? Five lines from the bottom, Kiyasa Rav Dimi? Okay, and we'll learn today for Fush, Leva Fush, Shana Basi, Bas Rachel Devorah. Amale Abaya, what? Okay, we'll learn Lila Mishmat. Will of the Mishmat. What? 1 minute. One second. We'll learn for Ila Mishmat, Yitzchak Ben Shaul. So I'm going to have an Aliyah. Josh Aaron's father, your turn today. Okay. Kiyazar of Dimi, Amar, he said, Rashid Hagid. Kesar of Dimi, Amar, Rashid Hagid, Rav Amar Bashishim, Rav Yochanan Bashishim, Rav Yochanan Amar Bashish. So wait a minute. Rav said 60, at 60 what? 60 monet, whatever, and Rav Yochanan said 6 monet. So Amale Rav Abayla Rav Dimi, wait a minute. By you making that statement, Inach the Lon Chaza, the Akash is Lon Chaza. One thing he gave us a problem with, and one thing he didn't give us a problem with. Bishlam of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha. So now, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is not a kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is, you just said Rabbi Yochanan said 6 yesterday, right? Rabbi Yochanan said 60. Hello kasha. Hodidei hodirabei. One's his and one's his Rabbi's opinion. That's not a problem. El Rav of the Rav, kasha. Rav's the problem. Why? Dar Amar Rav, mana upras. Rav said mana upras, right? Which is 37 and a half. How could you say now here it's 60? So Dirava Drav Namilo Kasha. It's not a kasha either. My money, the Kamar, when he said 60, he was talking about a 40 the Kamar that our boy in Sloyim. A 40 Sela Mana. The Havalay Bashishim. It turns out to be 60. Why? Because it's mana and a prat. What's a mana? It's 30. Then what's left? No. 1.5, so it's going to be 40. It's going to be 60. 40. So, right. Exactly. So it makes sense. The Hani Tana Mana Ben Arboim Slayim? Such a thing as a Mana of 40 Tela? Is such a thing? In, there is such a thing. But not because you learned. Chemas Chadasha. You have a new Chema, a new flask, made out of cloth. Afal Pi Shemekabel as Rimonim. Even if it can hold Rimonim, Torah, it's still going to become, it's still Torah. Why? Because it's not a gemar kli, it didn't finish again. Tafra, if you finished it, you sewed it up, you finished it. Vinikra, and then it broke, ripped. Shi'ura, kimotzi rimonim. The shear is kimotzi rimonim. If the hole is big enough, but it can't even hold pomegranates, it's pretty big. Bigger than peanuts, and bigger than peaches. So if the hole is so big that a pomegranate is going to fall out, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omar, no, different shear. Kipikios shel shesi. Right, it's not a kli. Not a clay. Can't walk in a hole. Watermelons, we don't assume that. Walk in a hole, we can't have anything. Can't even hold pomegranates. So it's not even a clay. He's not enough. Kipiot shall shesi. The rib has to be shesi. What, horizontal? Or shesi? The warp. Okay, whichever one. It's either horizontal or vertical. See one or the other. Achas me'arba, demona, 1/4, then our boim slime, up 40 slime. So what do you see? There's such a thing like that in the world. Okay, let's see. Next. The common noting. How much do you have to give? So we said you have to give white, not dirty. So, right, we said white, not dirty. So the Gemara says, Tana, lo shil v'nenu v'nenu lo. You don't have to dye it white. You don't have to clean it yourself. That's not the din. Ella, shil v'nenu, but kohen, v'yamen al-chamish toim. You have to give enough wool to the kohen that he can make it white, and then it'll be worth 5 toim. Okay? Next. Then we said that the Mishnah said it's 5 slime, so you can make a small beged out of that. What kind of small beged are we talking about? Right? Minahani Mili. How do you know that? Amar Vishur ben Levi, Amar Krah. It says regarding the Kahanim, La'amod l'shares. Davar shuhu roi l'shirut. It's some beged that you could even use for a Kohen. You're giving it to the Kohanim. They can make a small beged. What do the Kohanim do with the Gadim? They wear them in Beis HaMikdash. My nihu avni. What's the small, what's a footbed that we're referring to? The belt. The belt. Says the Gemara, Ema Me'il, maybe it's the Me'il. Why the belt? Why fit the belt? The answer is, Tafasta Meru below Tafasta, Tafasta Mu'at Tafasta. You don't pick the biggest beged. You don't even pick a big beged. You pick the smallest beged possible. What's the smallest beged that the Kahanan Gadolim wore? The belt. See, I'm giving you enough wool you can make something out of it. What can I make out of it? Well, what's the smallest? Well, a belt. What about the Me'il? I don't pick the biggest beged. Pick the smallest beged. That's a rule. Right? Now, why middle beged? Because that's such exactly this week's parasha. No. This week's parasha says that Avram lived yomim rabim in somewhere Behevron. So Rashi, what does yomim rabim? It means 26 years. Where did you get 26 years from? Because it was one yomim rabim. So we know that he spent 25 years over there from 700 to 100. So it must be yomim rabim. The Torah doesn't go out of its way to be difficult for you. What is yomim rabim? I have no idea what that means. The answer is, Torah doesn't make things hard. So what is it? It's 1 year more than the other place we know about. That's what Rashi says. So when you have these types of situations, you always pick the smallest, the minimum. Okay. Anyway, listen to the following question. The Ema Kipa Shel Temer. But maybe the Torah referred to the Kippah of Temer. The Kippah of Temer. Rashi says, two words, and these are the French words. Kova Katan. Kova Katan is what's called the yarmulke. A Kippah. So we call it the yarmulke, right? So maybe it's the yarmulke, small beged. Everybody jumps on Rashi. First of all, Har Chaim points out, they didn't wear a yarmulke. Not only did they not wear a yarmulke, no, they wore a hat. They wore a hat. One of the four begadim was a hat. Not only did they not wear a yarmulke, they probably were not allowed to wear a yarmulke. Why? Because it's an extra beged. Where do you come up wearing another beged? Nowhere doesn't say in the Torah four begadim. It doesn't say in the Torah eight. It says four and eight. It doesn't say five and nine. How could you wear a yarmulke? That raises one issue. It raises one question. There's nothing wrong with not wearing a yarmulke, wearing a hat, right? Your head's covered. The only question is, when they would do the lottery in the morning, they would take off their hat, right? The Gemara said this. I didn't make this up. They would take off their hat, they would stand in a circle, they would have a lottery, who's doing the various avodas of the day. The other thing is, they take off their heads uncovered. Well, some of Farsham say, when did we say that? It's probably true. It's when Yarmulkes came into being, nobody knows. But by tefillah and by eating, it's always been more. So the question, it's just very funny. Could you imagine a bunch of Jews, a bunch of men standing in the Beit HaMikdash with their heads uncovered? Some say it wasn't a problem. They didn't move. It's good in the circle. They didn't move. So for 2 minutes, we're going to do a lottery. Okay, I'm moving. I'm walking without a yarmulke. Right? The difference is walking and standing still. Right? So, just interesting. So what's Rashi talking about? That's it. Also, Rashi seems to imply, listen to this, Netanya. Because we learned in a Braisa. Kippa shel temer haisa munachas b'rosh kohen gadol. Right? He wore a yarmulke. He didn't wear a yarmulke. He wore a kippa shel temer. V'aleha tzitz nasun. And the tzitz on top of that. L'kayim mashenemar v'samto azal p'sil t'chela. So if you hold like Rashi, that a tzitz is a that this is a yarmulke, there are two problems. First of all, is it an extra beged or it's part of the tzitz? Why? No, it doesn't say that at all. Wool.
What do you mean? It's not velvet. Wool.
So the Aruch and the Rif have different shots. The I don't know who this is. The Leib Aryeh comes up with a brilliant shot. He says Rashi did not mean the Torah and Wari Yavon. You're not allowed to. They couldn't. What he meant was that Rashi held that the Tzitz, and then the Gemara goes on to say that it's really part of the Tzitz. I understand. Rashi says the Yavon. Rashi says Kovakot. No one else says that. Only Rashi says. The problem is Rashi. The problem is the Gemara. But when you say that the Kovah Kotten is part of the Tzitz, that raises another problem. Because the Chatzitza problem, and no one ever mentioned this part of the Tzitz before, since the Leib Aryeh, you have it all wrong. The Tzitz was a gold plate. At the end of the gold plate were holes. In the holes were straps. Since the Leib Aryeh, Rashi also held that the top of the Tzitz had holes with a strap going up over your head. So it was under the hat. Over the hat? Okay, over the hat. So it was over and on the side. It looks like a yarmulke. That's what Rashi meant to say over here. He didn't mean a yarmulke. He meant to say that there was an extra support on the tit in the center going over your head, formed like a little bit of a dome, which is what a kippa is. The word keep, I mean don't, right? What? That's not so far stretched. You have a better answer? Oh, so but you know what was there? It's called the tefillin. The tefillin were there. So there's no more room now. Okay, next. Anyway. Okay, Omar. So anyway, the question is, why do you have to say that the smallest beggar? It's a bell, maybe it's the sit, whatever part of the sit it is. Omar Kra, Vahu Ubanov, it says Hu Ubanov. Dabra Hashavar Lav, Lawr Ubanov. Has to be something that's both for Aaron and the Kohan and Hedyotim. And the Kohan and Hedyotim is not where it sit. So don't tell me about the sit, can't be the sit. We have to have something that everybody wore. Now the Gemara is going to say, but the belt of the Kohen Gadol was different. It wasn't the same belt. The Gemara is going to answer, yeah, but the belt is the belt. Right? But the Avnei Nami, lo shavi. The Avnei also wasn't the same. That was really a machloket. Whether the belt the Kohen Gadol wore was the same as the Kohen Hedyot. Ha, nichol aman da'ama Avnei shakon gadol lo hayo zeh Avnei shakon gadol ugel hedyot shaper. If it wasn't the same, that's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. What do you mean? It's not the same. Ella Lamanda Amar Zev Nidra Kohen Hedyot Michael and Amar. But if it is the same, it's not a kasha. But the whole kasha is about the Shatnez issue. It's a machloket if the belt of the Kohen Hedyot was the same as the Kohen Gadol. Some say, well, Yom Kippur wasn't same, so that counts. So it's a whole machloket. The Gemara answers Michael and Amar. The Gemara answers no shame Evnei for Olam. The bottom line is it's the word belt. So the actual materials of the belt maybe were a little different. So what? Still a belt. It's about chokas anyway. But it's still a belt. At the end of the day, it's still a belt. It was probably the same size. The only machlokas is the Kohen Gadol belt has chattels in the Ukot. Had you also, or maybe not, Yom Kippur, it's all about chokas. But at the end of the day, there's no dispute. Still a belt is a belt. Okay. Lohispik litno. What does that mean? That means, lohispik litno, you didn't have time to give the Reishit HaGeiz to the Kohen, and what do? You dyed the wool. Once you dye the wool, you have removed the Reishit HaGeiz from your responsibility. Okay? Itmar. Gaz Umachar Rishona. Listen to this. What if you shear the wool? What if you shear the wool, and then you sell it? You sell the animal. You shear the wool, sell the animal. You shear the wool, sell the animal. Do this five times. The fifth animal has just shorn five animals. But I don't own them anymore. So am I chayav reishis hageiz? If I shear the five animals and I leave them by me, it's no shaila. But here, everyone I sheared, I sold them. So when I shear number five, I don't have one through four anymore. So am I chayav reishis hageiz? That's the more question. It's not looking. Rav Chista Amar Chayiv, Rav Yonasan Bar Hoshia Amar Potter, Rav Chista Amar Chayiv, the Hagazav. at the bottom line, at the end of the day, you did five sheep. Rashi says it's on the left side, way up on top. Chayiv. Chayiv erashes again. The gaz tzonecha amarachmana. Torah says to do giza, the ha'ikka. You did it. The bishas giza kol achas ha'itza shalo. At the time you sheared each one, you owned that one. You only sold it afterwards. At the time I did it, I owned it. So, Rav Nosson bar Oshi amar, potter, you potter. Why? Be'idon dekal mole shiura, be'idon sonka v'lecha. At the time the chiyuv kicked in, there's a requirement, you have to own all the sheep. And you don't, because you sold them. As Rashi says, the next Rashi there, the chamesh tzon. You have to have five. Sha'al yidei giza ha'chamishis, whom is chayav bar bo rishonos. Number five makes you now chayav in the other four. And v'hahi shaita lo havim mitzon shalom. And now you don't own those four. So it's a machloket. I was trying to think where else in the Torah world this kind of question could possibly come up. Such an interesting question. I couldn't think of one. Tanan, but I have no doubt that the postium can come up with some shiloh based on this machloket. No question about it. Like something in Hilchot Shatnez or something in Hilchot Hilchot Brachot will come up with this. Right? I'm sure, no doubt about it. Tanan, halokeach geiz tona shalom dekochavim. How about this? The Mishnah says like this. This is our Mishnah? Yeah, our Mishnah on Kuf Lamed. Hey, it said like this. Halokeach geiz tona shalom dekochavim. If you buy wool from a guy, potter mereishes a geiz. You potter mereishes a geiz. Why you potter? Because you didn't buy the sheep. All you did was buy wool. I don't have to buy wool and give it to a kohen. That's crazy, right? But the implication is, ha, tzono, ligzos, chayim. But what if I bought the sheep together, and it's mashma, it'd be chayim. Right? Am I? Why would I be chayim? What's the case? But if I bought the tzon just to do geziza, and then I'm going to give it back to the guy. Right? I'm going to give it back to the guy. So am I chayim? Why am I chayim? Call chad v'chad basar giza naftalei mershusay. When I shear the wool, I give the sheep back to the guy. I don't have five sheep. Why am I chayim? I think the case is like this. The case is like this. I only want the wool. So the guy says, I'm no fool. I'm not doing the work myself. You do the work. I'll sell you the sheep. The contract. I'll sell you the sheep, shear the wool, and then give the sheep back to me. You do the work. Why should I do the work? You do the work. So what do you think? What's the din? The implication of this din is you're chayim. Why? Because the Mishnah says the only time you putter is if you only buy the wool. If I buy the sheep plus the wool, I'm chayim. I gave the sheep back. So it's a kasha on the one who said you have to have it in your possession. You hear that? So the Gemara says, Tigamar of Chitta, leave it there if not go into Heknin Lo, call Shloshim Yom. No, he gave it to you for 30 days. So during 30 days, you're going to have five in your possession. The problem is, all the Rishonim asked, not the Rishonim, the more the Achronim asked, but wait a minute. At the end of the day, you only bought it not to keep. Why should that be considered yours? You only bought it for 30 days. Why'd you do that? Because the guy's lazier than you. That's the only reason why you did this deal. The guy's lazy. Why should he shear it? You want the wool? You shear it. I'll connect it to a sheep. So the guy says, fine, I'll give you the sheep. Shear it and give it back. So I'll give it for 30 days. So over 30 days, you can do five times. So what? That doesn't belong to you. It belongs to you. It's called Kinyan Lizman. And Rashi seems to say somewhere in these thoughts that a Kinyan Lizman doesn't count. So that's not what's called a Kinyan. Kinyan Lizman. So what's going on here? Exactly. Similar type of thing. So that therefore many say that the pshat must be that a kinyan lizman regarding gracious against work. It works. Only temporary thing. It doesn't make a difference. Right now, the next few weeks I'm gonna be busy with sheep. They're all in my possession. Yes, they're all going back to the guy. That's true. So what? Right now they're mine. It's a little hard to understand why that's gonna be the case. Gracious engage is one of those exceptions. Next. Halokeach geiz tzono shel chaveiro. Here's a story. I want to buy just wool. So I go, no, I'm not talking about a goyim, I'm talking about a Jew. I want to buy wool. So I go over to my neighbor, the sheep herder. I say, listen, I want just wool. He says, no problem. I will sell you the wool, even though it's still attached. Right? So the Mishnah said a very strange thing. If the seller leaves over wool, doesn't sell you all the sheep, he leaves over for himself, he sells you 10 sheep, and he has 100, 1,000 sheep. So the din is, right, that the seller has to give the ratio that gave even for what he sold to the buyer. Okay? I'm just reading you the Mishnah. Does that make sense? It does? If not, this is a little hard tomorrow until we get to the end of the parish. If not, then not. Then it's the buyer's responsibility. The purchaser's responsibility. Okay? Says the Gemara, who holds the hechad the ikashiyura gabi mocher, that if the seller leaves over, baser mocher was leaving. It goes after the seller. Who made up food? Who said that? Amar v'chitza. Rabbi Yehuda. It's not. Hamocher kilche ila b'soch sadehu. If I sell you a field, I sell you the fruit of the trees. I don't sell you the trees. I just sell you the fruit on the tree. The apple tree belongs to me. The apples are yours. The tree's mine. Who wants to give payah? One minute. No sin payah l'kolechad b'yechad. The seller has to give the payah. The owner of the field. Ah, they're not his apple. Amar Yehuda, wait a minute. Amitai, when is that true? Bizman shiloshir balakata. That's only if I didn't leave over. In other words, I'm sorry, the buyer of the tree, the buyer of the fruit has to give payah. Says of Yehuda, not so fast. What's it, 1 minute? Says of Yehuda, Eibasai b'zman shalosh shir balasadeh. That's only if the balasadeh didn't leave any over. Aval shir balasadeh, no sin payah lakol. If the owner left over some tree for himself, I sold you the produce of two trees. The other 12 trees I have myself. I have to give payah on your two trees. Why? Because I left over for myself. Same thing by Rachel Sagais. So the Gemara didn't ask that question. Amalei Rava, what are you talking about? V'amar hu d'amar. Rav said, this master said, that hu shehischil b'al tzad d'liktzor. That only applies if the owner is starting to harvest. Why? Because that's the way payah works. V'chite mahachanami hu shehischil l'tzor. You want to tell me the same thing by Gediza? The owner of the sheep is trying to shear, so you have to pay for the ones he sold. Bishlom mahasam, that makes a lot of sense. You know why? Because ubekur tzachem is kedir artzachem tiv. Meyedid the askalitzam mechayev kul shad. Once I start harvesting, I have a chiyuv in paying my whole field. There's no din like elahecha elahacha. Meyedid the askalnigas lo mechayev kul adre. When I start to shear, I'm not chayev in shearing yet. I'm not chayev in shearing yet. You have to do 5 sheep. When I start, the minute I start harvesting, it's a chiyuv in payah. So it's not comparable at all. The minute I start shearing, I'm chayev in raising the gate, it's not true at all. So why am I making the seller pay for the buyer's shearing? Why? Elo amarava, hai tanahu, the following. It's not. Amalo. A fellow walks into a butcher shop and says, he had this kumar many times, machali b'nei me'esh al parazu. I want to buy the inside of the para. V'hayu behen matanot. And the matanos are still there. So what's the din? Nosn l'kohen. You give the matanos to the kohen, then menakalo menadamim. You don't reduce the price. Why? Why don't you reduce the price? Exactly. So what? It's understood. Exactly. Lakach mimanu b'mishkol, but if you buy it by weight, then nosn l'kohen, now you have to give it to the kohen, menakalo menadamim. And of course you reduce the price. Right? Alma, what do you see from here? Matanos the Kohen, lo medavidinshi. The people don't sell that. It's not part of the sale. Hachanami, same thing over here. Matanos the Kohen, lo medavidinshi. It's not part of the sale. Not a chiyuv on the seller. Why would we make a chiyuv like that? You have your life and I have my life. Why am I responsible? I sold you sheep. Why am I picking your bits? The answer is because mitzvah don't get sold. Hilka, shir hamocher. Therefore, if the mocher leaves over, Hamocha Chaya. Why? The Amalei Lokeach, not sure how to read this, the Lokeach says to the buyer, the seller, the buyer says to the seller, Matana de Kohen Gabachi.
The Matana is still by you. You never sold it to me.
You sold me sheep, understood, you're taking off the shearing.
What? So who took all of it? No, he didn't take all of it. He didn't. He left some over. The seller left some over. So the buyer said, listen, you're selling me 5 sheep. You have 1,000 sheep. You're not telling me the you retain for yourself. Right. Even what he sold to the buyer. Why? Because it's not sold.
The mitzvah doesn't get sold. Right? But lo shiur, if the seller sells everything he has, I have 1,000 sheep, I'm telling you 1,000 sheep. Lo keach, of course the buyer's tired. Why? The whole thing is yours now. So the fee is now on you. Good?
Yeah.
Hajin Allah, gracious agate. Hajin Allah, gracious agate. Hajin Allah, gracious agate. Very nice parent. Last paragraph of the Masechta is Shiluach HaKein. Now, everybody knows what Shiluach HaKein is. What this is doing in this Masechta, nobody knows why. We're so far away from how we got off topic. We started with Osoviet Bino. Osoviet Bino is about Shachtis. But I understand what it's doing here. Once we got to Osoviet Bino, we went off on a tangent on all the other Matanos Kahuna. Now, Shiluach HaKein is not a Matanos Kahuna, and it's nothing to do with Shachtis. It has nothing to do with anything. Right, animal related. It has nothing to do with it. We're so far away from it, we got off tangent. Right? Now, we're elf and shot. How are you going to put this mitzvah? There's nowhere else to put it. You can put it anywhere. You can put it there. There's nowhere else to put it. Right? Now, a lot has been written about Shiluach HaKein simply because it's really one of the mitzvahs that, first of all, the Torah says that you have long life. One of the only two times Torah says that. And second of all, we're going to learn a lot of misconceptions about Shiluach HaKein. We're going to learn in the next 2 days. A lot of misconceptions. Almost everything we know about it is a misconception, actually. Well, it's about birds. It's about birds. Only kosher birds, by the way. Only kosher birds with eggs. It's a machloket if you have to go looking for this mitzvah. Or only if it pops into your path. It's a machloket. It's a machloket. It's not a machloket about that. You can't do that. There's a general machloket. If you have a duty to search for any mitzvah, and we'll learn why Shiluach HaKein might be different. I'll give you an example. A few years ago was Shemitah. Right? In Israel was Shemitah. So you were able, they were selling this. You can buy land in Israel, Dalet al Dalet Amos, and then not work the land. It'll be Mekayim, all the mitzvahs of Shemitah. Do you have an obligation to do that? A what? Right. So do you have an obligation to do that? Most assume you do not. What kind of chayv is that? You live your life like a normal person. To go out of your way to buy land just not to work it? That's a very interesting question. And now, Shiluach HaKein might be different.
Yeah. What else could it be?
That's not why it's different. The reason why it's different is because it says in the Torah, ki karei, happened to happen upon it. The Torah goes out of its way to tell you only when you happen upon it. Right? Not when you stop walking around. Not when you have to go search for it, go read the newspaper, who has a nest and they're charging you money to go to the mitzvah. No, they don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Or maybe you do. We'll see why Rashi seems to imply you do have to do it. Yeah. That's a very good question. What? So what's he doing? What's he standing outside looking at the horizon? Right?
Not only that, I'll say something else. My daughter showed me this last night.
She was learning Parshas Yisro. So she tells me that it says in Rashi, that it says, Vayidaber, the beginning of the Eseres Dibros, Vayidaber Elokim. Vayidaber Elokim, and Hashem spoke, El Tol Devor Me'ele, Lamar. The very next pasuk is, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Rashi, what's Vayidaber Elokim? What's Elokim? It's a very strange language, Elokim. Says Rashi, listen to this Rashi. Ein Elokim Elodayin. V'chein hu Omer, Elokim lo tzikalel. Targoma Dayana, judge. V'fi sheyesh parashat b'Torah, sh'im osam adam makabel tzchak. V'yim lav, ein makabel peronos. Right? You don't do it, you don't get a punishment. Yachal afas. And what's an example of that? Says the Ber Yitzchak, Shiloh HaKeh. I have to do it. And if I don't do it, I don't get punished. However, the Aseret Dibros is not like that. So the Aseret Dibros, Chesed, is not in the Aseret Dibros. The Aseret Dibros is not like that. Ayacha Aseret Dibros came, Hamadlam, Vidabra Lokim, Dayan Lipareya. The Aseret Dibros is different. So this Rashi seems to imply you don't have to do it, but in the Mesechta Sfulah is going to say otherwise. Okay. Now we can start. One more introduction before we start. What's the reason for this mitzvah? Believe it or not, I never knew this. The chinuch says, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is, you have to send the mother away and take the birds. Right? So the chinuch says that the mitzvah is, what? You are reaffirming the hashgacha of Hashem that there won't be a species that's ever going to become extinct. Why? Because you never taken the whole species. You're leaving the mother alone. So she can have more children. Very interesting reason. Nobody ever said that. No one said that reason. The Rambam has a very flowery reason. And the Rambam says, what's the Rambam's reason? Why does the mitzvah shiluch came? What? Doesn't say that at all. No, it doesn't say that at all either. In Mor Nebuchadnezzar, the Rambam says, the reason is, Tsar Bal Echayim. How can you do this to the mother? It's compassion. Compassion. I hear you. Right. Says the Rambam, who, the Rambam says even more than that. Who wants eggs? Listen to the Rambam's question of the Rambam. He says, Shebe'inyin zeh, ein hefrish bein tzar ba'alei adam b'tzar ba'alei chayim. There's no difference between the pain of an animal and the pain of a human being. No difference. Ki ahavas ha'ed rachamah al avlad in anushaka achar ha'tetel. The love of a mother is not natural love. It's not normal. It's ingrained. Right? It's not normal. Rach achar pol ha'koach ha'madam ha'nitza k'rov ba'alei chayim k'mo shinta adam. Fine. Not even wrote to eat. Who wants that? But she shouldn't even see. Why should she see that? Really, you should leave them all. Again, they're not right to eat. So why are you doing it? There's a mitzvah. So send the mother away. Again, you can't. The Rambam says in Mor Nebuchadnezzar, I can take him with a grain of salt. But it's also fascinating. Fascinating. Okay, here we go. Ready? Shiluch HaKein, knowing be'eretz u'b'chutz l'aretz. Shiluch HaKein is knowing in Eretz Yisrael, in chutz l'aretz too. If it happens in Woodmere, it's such a mitzvah. If Ne'abai is, Shiluch Ne'abai. If the mitzvah is around or not. B'chulin only applies by chulin, avolo b'mukdoshin. It doesn't apply by kachim. How on earth could it apply by kachim? That's like tomorrow's thought. Chomor kiti adam Shiluch HaKein. Kiti Adam is more machmir than Shiluch HaKein. Why? Shikiti Adam noeg b'chaya u'ba'ol. Shikiti Adam applies b'chaya and ol. And u'mizuman, and if it's prepared, and if it's aimed at mizuman, and if it's not prepared. What does it mean prepared? Meaning, the animal is prepared for you. Shiluch HaKein ain't a noeg ela ba'ol. Only applies by birds. V'in a noeg ela b'she'ein u'mizuman. And it only applies if it's not prepared. Can't be prepared. Has to be not prepared. By the way, the Tiferes Yaakov says, what kind of thing is Shiluch HaKein is not like Kiti Adam. Yeah, Shiluch HaKein is not like Hilchos Shabbos. I mean, what kind of comparison is this? They have nothing to do with each other. Exactly, there's no Shiluch HaKein. We're going to get to that in 2 seconds. Why? No, you're hiking in the forest. Look at this. It doesn't apply. Exactly. Uh-huh. Interesting. I don't know, it's interesting. No, but here's the first Yaakov asked, what kind of comparison is this? Shiluch HaKein to Kiti Adam. They have nothing to do with each other. They're night and day apart. They have nothing to do with each other. Just because we once had a parakal Kiti Adam a few weeks ago. That's the end of the answer. It's just strange comparison. Shiluch HaKein is not like He'll not lie, go to the mikvah. Yeah, it's nothing to do with each other. Because, but all of them had a theme. But all of them had a theme. No, but he said, it's not true. What do you mean chased upon? I walk into a store, I buy a chicken and reject it. It's prepared for me. Okay, Ezu she'ena mezumen. What's not prepared? Shikon. Avazim return to Golan. Shikonanu b'pardes. You own geese and chickens in your field. Avol imkonanu b'bayit. I'm sorry, that's not prepared. Avol imkonanu b'bayit. You have in your house. Okay, yoni hardisios. The Herodian pigeons. Pata mishiluach. There's no mitzvah. There's no tzitzio. Ov tani pata mishil milosaleach. A non-kosher bird also doesn't apply. Ov tamei robet al beit ov tahar. What if a non-kosher... You know, I'll eat that. But what do you mean? Maybe I would just send it away. Just to get into the act of sending it away. So there's no chiv like that. What if a non-kosher bird sitting on kosher eggs? Or, ov tar, v'tar robert al-basi ov tame. Or a kosher bird sitting on non-kosher eggs. The answer is, pasta milo shalech. There's no chiv. Kori zachar, the bird called the kori. It's a male. Rebeleza mechayev al-kham poch. Fine. Very good. Rabban Ramesha, Rabban Ramesha said the following. Chadam, one of them said, we don't know who one of them said, Kol hechaz et nan ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. Whenever it said aretz and chutz la'aretz, shalol la'aretz, it really wasn't necessary to say that. Why? Because every mitzvah that's not tluyis ba'aretz applies in chutz la'aretz. So why on earth would I think that tzitz yadam only applies in Eretz Yisrael? Why would I think that shluch hakan only applies in Eretz Yisrael? There's no reason to think that in a million years. So really it was never necessary chutz, Labad, Erechus Hagid, Lafuki is the Rabbi Eloi. Right, but Rashi points out, it didn't have to say it not one time. Except for Erechus Hagid, Lafuki, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eloi, Dhammu said Erechus Hagid, Eden or Galabar. He had a quirk. He said it only applies in Erechus as well, Erechus Hagid. There's no reason why it should, but that's what he holds. So for that one time it said it every other time because it said it one time. Now who said that? Why we don't do it today is a separate story. Whatever it said, based or not based, also not necessary. Levad, it also be as b'no. Except also as b'no. Talking as the community, I would have thought. Also be as b'no, it's by not kabak kabana, a regular animal. However, I would have thought. Because it's written in the parsha of kachim. I would have thought. Bitman de eka kachim, no egg, bitman de eka kachim, low no egg, kabash bon. The mission has to tell you, by the way, it applies even when there's no base of control. But Tarvaya Army, both of them agreed, Kalecha does not have a cool room of Dushin, Lutzorit. Whenever it said that it applies by cool and Dushin, that was necessary, but that'd be Gidon Asha. Except for Gidon Asha. So they didn't have to tell me that. Sheet, it's obvious. But because the Iktish Pakale is a Gidon Asha, mean, what? Because you backed the shit out, Gidon Asha went away? And by the way, Lavu Kimna, the Vladas, Kachim, didn't we say that Kiddush was for Vladas of Kachim? Umay time Okimna? And what was the reason? Lav Mishum Tekashalan? We have a Kash over here? Lo, Lusime Kara, Namil Tichila, I did the Tani Tara, no Namishal Tara. The answer is that when it comes to Gidon Asha, it was not necessary. It's obvious, the Rashi reminds us, that the Kachim status of the baby kicked in before the Gidon Asha kicks in. Because the minute it's conceived, it's Kachim. But the Gidon Asha comes a little later. So it's not really it's a chal itzer, the two separate sewer, that was the whole whoever had all those thoughts about the Gidon Asher. So the Gemara says it really wasn't necessary. It said it anyway. Okay. Next. In a minute. Am I Bechul and Avalom of Abdashin? It only applies Bechul and not by Kachim. Am I low? Why not? Why doesn't it apply by Kachim? Am I Kra? Shaleach Teshalach Hase'ed. It says, send away the mother. Dini Sha'ata Metzuvah L'Shalachot. Well, you have a chiyuv. You can send the mother away. Yotze zu, she has the mitzvah l'shalchol. You can't send these birds away. Ella le'dil de gizber. You got to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You have no right to send it away. It's a carbon. How can they ever do this mitzvah? Amar Rava, Hilka, Of Tahar, Shahare get hanefesh. If a kosher bird kills somebody, crazy thing. You have it. Imagine a chicken can kill a baby. It could happen. Pata milishlach. There's no chiyuv to send that. That bird is pata. Why? My time, a wife, summer cross, shot and shalak at the aim. The Misha at the Matuba Lashafa. You have to do, she has the Matuba Lashafa. You can't send this bird away. Elevia Lebezin. You're required to bring this bird to bed. It's got to be judged. Kill somebody. You can't send it away. Right? So, we'll stop here. that the Gemara is going to have. What's the case? What kind of? When did you catch this bird? When do you want to do Shlichah Kate? Was there a Gemara Din? Was there not a Gemara Din? The Gemara is going to go into it. We'll get to it tomorrow. More stuff and interesting stuff. Everybody have a good Shabbos and have a very, very, very good day. We will resume tomorrow.